Our community conversation this morning at 8:21, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com. Joining me on the line from Twin Ponds Nature Center is Matt Crane. Matt, thanks for joining me here this morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now that we've kind of got through with the winter season, looks like things are going to be picking up a little bit over there, huh?
Oh, yeah. We've got field trip season coming up here in short order out at the Nature Center, so we'll stay plenty busy out here during the day.
And of course, there's no shortage of what you guys have there to offer. As a matter of fact, there is something coming up tonight. Is that right?
You bet. You bet. So tonight we have an atlatl program, which a lot of people aren't familiar with. The atlatl is a tool that was used for hunting prior to the bow. So it went basically from throwing spears to using an atlatl to launch them. And it's a pretty neat tool, and a lot of people enjoy learning about it and attempting to use it. And sometimes it's easier said than done, but sometimes people pick it up pretty quickly. So that's what we'll be doing tonight, learn a little bit about the atlatl and how to use it and actually try to use it.
All right. So what time is that coming up this evening?
That is at 6 p.m. this evening. And if you plan on coming out, just give us a shout to let us know. We'd appreciate it at 641-394-4714.
And is there any cost to attend the program?
Nope. The program is free. We've got all the supplies we need, and we try not to charge unless we have to. So
that's good. That's good. Matt Crane joining us here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull at Twin Ponds Nature Center. Something coming up next month, and perfect timing as the weather warms up, Matt.
Yeah. So I was out hiking a little bit this last weekend and noticed some of the spring wildflowers coming up in the woodlands. And we'll do a woodland wildflower walk on Wednesday, May 15th. At 5 o'clock at Twin Ponds. No need to sign up or anything like that. Just show up, and it should be a good time. Hopefully there'll be lots of stuff in bloom at the time, but it just kind of depends as far as the weather and the temperatures and things like that. But there'll definitely be some woodland wildflowers out there.
And a very scenic, might I add, because you guys have quite a few paths, especially behind the building there, where you can kind of walk along and see some of the sights there for nature.
You bet, yeah. And we'll head out on the paths and off the paths a little bit to find those wildflowers, and hopefully we'll have some great luck.
Okay. Matt Crane once again joining us here on the Morning Roundup. And as we always anticipate, Matt, every summer that you guys have some of those floats that come up in summertime. Is there one around the corner coming up this year?
Absolutely. We're joining up with Floyd County Conservation and doing a river float. Last year we floated the Cedar River there upstream from Nashua. And this year we're going to go into Floyd County a little further, and we're going to paddle from the Rockford Fossil Park to Deshonic Recreation Area. So it should be a good float, and there's no charge, but we do need you to call ahead of time to let us know that you're coming, or you can register online through mycountyparks.com. Once again, our phone number is 641-394-4714.
And can people bring their own floats as well for that coming up in June?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you want to bring your own boat, you're welcome to do so. It will be myself and naturalist Heidi Reams from Floyd County, and we'll try to impart a little knowledge of the area as well as just letting you relax and enjoy the river.
All right. Sounds good. Any other programs or activities you've got planned here as we head into springtime and summertime down the road there, Matt?
Yeah. The whole schedule for the year isn't out or anything like that, but we do have hunter ed classes coming up in August and September at the Nashua Fish and Game Club and the Fredericksburg Sportsman's Club. We just did a hunter ed instructor refresher last night at the Nature Center and got the outdoor skills specialist for the area from the DNR to come and give us updates on law changes and things like that. So Not too many changes, but we'll be all prepped and ready to go for teaching those hunter ed classes.
All right. Well, sounds good. Further information on those events we've discussed and general questions, information, and also, Matt, if you could please remind us your hours there at Twin Ponds Nature Center. How can we get a hold of you guys?
Yes, our typical hours for when the Nature Center's open is noon to 4:30 on weekdays. But depending on the day, you might have somebody at the office from 8 to 4:30 or even earlier at 7 sometimes. So just kind of depends what's going on. But that phone number is 641-394-4714. And if those normal business hours don't work for you, we can set up an appointment to meet with you some other time also if you'd like to visit the Nature Center or meet in person. So,
all right. And we could also find you on social media as well?
You bet. We do have a Facebook page called Chickasaw County Conservation and Twin Ponds Nature Center. And you can also find us at mycountyparks.com. Which is a really cool website that's got information for all 99 of Iowa's counties' conservation boards. And it's got Google Maps and stuff like that to help you find areas and things like that.
Yep, definitely. Well, Matt, thanks a lot for joining us here on the Morning Roundup at Twin Ponds Nature Center. We look forward to quite a bit of turn up there at the center, and we look forward to the many events coming up.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to all that wonderful weather you were talking about coming up. So,
I mean, a little rain every now and then doesn't hurt. I know it's going to help the wildflowers there, so a little moderation doesn't hurt.
Exactly.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll keep in touch. Thanks again for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Rob.
You bet. Matt Crane on the Morning Roundup from Twin Ponds Nature Center. And our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, fcmc.us.com.